being the season finale, what are your thoughts as you go into this final game this season?
Well, you know, obviously just want to try to go out there in the last game and you know, try to play well, move the ball, see if we can get a win, and end on a positive note. So, obviously, everybody knows it's been a tough season. It's been tough for everybody, tough on the players, coaches, ownership, management, fans. So, you know, but obviously we've been out of the playoff picture for you know, a few weeks now. So, but, you know, we just got to, you know, have a good week of preparation, go out there and try to play at a high level.
As you look back on the season as a whole, how difficult was it for you, especially on the offense, to just find consistency?
Yeah, you know, it was just tough. And you know, I thought we were kind of getting there a little bit. After the first couple of games, kind of got, you know, got Odell back and got, you know, kind of everybody in their spots, and you know, we're playing some, you know, pretty good games, you know, the second, third, fourth week, or the third, fourth, fifth week, and then kind of hit the injury bug, and some guys were going down, and you know, we just kind of had to rally and find different ways to play and move guys around and get guys comfortable, and then. You know, like you said, just not consistent. We've had some games we've done okay, just hadn't scored enough points.
With Davis getting promoted to number 2, have you been told anything about this week as far as the plan?
No. Just go. You know, this plan is normal as far as I know of.
You know, this is the first time in your career you're going into an off season where there is uncertainty. How are you approaching that?
You know, it can't approach it yet. You know, right now, just worry about this last game, and then. You know, just, you know, kind of go from there, see what happens.
Is motivation there? Is there incentive just knowing at least it's an NFC East foe to get that final win?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's always incentive just to play and win, and that's the goal. And you know, try to, you know, you want to end on a good note, especially after last week, and just try to play better football.
Has a thought entered your mind that this could be your last game with the Giants?
You know, no. You know, I think in football you never know when your last game is going to be. That's you know, it's a physical game, and so you always treat it like your last. So I'm just going about it, try to play well and move the offense.
Think afterwards you'll take a look around and think maybe.
I don't think. You know, there'll be I'm sure I'll have other opportunities to you know, be in that stadium down the road if it is the last one.
How confusing is this season then? I mean, because you have the talent there, and it just never worked out.
Well, yeah, like I said, it's just been tough. You know, got off to a slow start, and then, you know, we lost some heartbreakers early, you know, kind of early in the year where, you know, did some good things, and just, you know, final minutes, fourth quarter, just, you know, lost some games that could have won, and then just kind of, you know, got hit the injury bug, and like I said, it's been difficult and frustrating and tough, but, you know, kind of hung in there, and guys have competed and fought the whole time.
It sounds like Davis has been taking a lot more first-team reps in practice. What have you seen from him?
Yeah, you know, Davis does a good job. He's got a good feel for what's going on. He works hard, and, you know, he's done a good job when he's got the opportunity to play.
Eli, in light of the difficulties this season, just to end the season with a victory, to go into that offseason, how much extra value would there be in that feel-good victory kind of feel?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just good about feeling good about, you know, just going out there playing well, get a win, and kind of, you know, be able to, leave the stadium with a smile, or leave tomorrow with a little bit of smile, knowing that it's been a tough ride.
Obviously, the last time with the coaching change, you knew Ben. I mean, do you think you'll be consulted at all on who they might bring in?
No, I don't. I don't know. I think, you know, obviously you got to get a new GM. I think new GM will have, you know, make some of those decisions and see how it goes. So I don't know how it's gonna play out.
Is it unsettling for you, being this the first time in all your years here, that there's some uncertainty about the offseason?
No. I mean, again, you know, I'm just trying to finish this season and. You know, after that, I don't know. I don't know what happens or how it all works. Just you know, wait and see.
Eli, is there some regret that after the last Super Bowl, you guys really haven't been able to put a team together that can contend for another one?
Is there regret? No.
I mean, yeah. Do you feel that, you know, maybe this wasn't done here?
Well, you know, hey, it's tough. It's tough to get Super Bowls. Tough to win them. No, I don't have. I don't have regrets. I think we've worked hard. We competed. You know, last year made the playoffs. And, you know, didn't win in the playoffs. So, you know, I don't feel regret in any way.